Tribes, chapter 12. Are you sure that they're not just coming to cause trouble? Why did Glory always have to put a spoke in every wheel? There he was, eating his dinner, watching his favourite television programme, and the only mistake he'd made was to tell Glory the tribe were coming to the line dancing display. They wouldn't cause trouble, they're my friends. That didn't impress Glory. They've caused trouble before. When the Salvation Army played in the mall at Christmas, they put chewing gum down their trombones and stuck their cymbals together. Kevin laughed. He'd thought that was funny at the time. Even before he had moved to this part of the town. Even before he was one of the tribe. But to do anything like that on Saturday, when it was so important to Mum and Dad? No, they wouldn't. He dismissed that thought. They won't cause any trouble, trust me. Will you introduce me to Salon? Glory asked, looking excited at the prospect. No, I won't. You'll only embarrass me. I'll make sure you introduce me. I'll pretend I don't know you, Squirt. Nerd. He smirked. I'm not a nerd now that I'm one of the tribe. They must be lowering their standards to let you in. It was building up to an argument. Added to that, Glory was putting him off his beef burgers. He lifted his plate and headed for the bedroom and peace and quiet. You wait and see, Kevin Davidson. There will be trouble if they're there. And she was right. There was trouble, but it didn't come from the tribe. At first, Kevin thought they weren't going to come at all. The crowd in the mall was building up and Mum and Dad and the rest of their dance troupe were just about ready to start, but there was no sign of Doc or Tori or Salon. He could see Glory with her friends at the other side of the mall. He had warned her not to come near him. He wasn't sure she would listen. She never had before. He tried to hide behind one of the telephone booths and hoped she wouldn't spot him. The music began to ring out round the mall, tapes played on the machine by a DJ who was wearing a 10-gallon hat. The dancers lined up in three rows, all of them dressed in cowboy gear. El Diablo and Honey Sue were right at the front, leading the display. And no wonder, with all the practicing they had put in, they could line dance for Britain. The tribe weren't coming after all. They were probably already cycling around the island, Kevin totally forgotten. So much for friendship, for support, for the tribe. Suddenly they were all racing towards him. He felt like whooping when he saw them. Tori had spotted him immediately and beckoned to the others to follow him. Salon loped along behind the rest and still managed to look as if he was leading them. Doc, grim-faced, could he never manage a smile? Looked as if he'd rather be anywhere else than here. Not started yet? Tori asked as he joined Kevin. Just about to, Kevin answered. Tori punched his arm. Dead embarrassing, eh? Then he laughed. Never mind, we're here. It'll be a laugh. Hi, Salon. They gave each other a high hand salute. Doc hardly acknowledged him. Now just promise me no making a fool of them, Kevin warned them all, adding. They're going to manage that fine by themselves. Hey, maybe we'll enjoy it so much we'll want to join. Tori did an intricate step and took a jump in the air. He landed with a thump on the ground. Maybe not. Think I'll stick to football. Somebody's waving at you, Kev. Salon said. Kevin had been trying to ignore Honey Sue as she flapped her arms wildly to catch his attention. He looked behind him as if she must mean someone else. Wave to your mummy, Kev, Salon said with a laugh, and he began to wave back at her. Tori did too, and soon all of the tribe were waving and yelling at the line dancers. Glory's words came back to him then. There will be trouble if they're here. They wouldn't, surely, yet he had a sinking feeling in the pit of his stomach that something was going to happen.